I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
So can we have an approval and a review and approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda approved. The next order is the new police officer swearing in, Chief Kiblinger.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight, I would like to introduce you to our newest police officer, Kamal Sharif. Kamal comes to us from the University of Washington Police Department, where he has spent the last 5 years. He's currently in his second week of field training, and so far, fantastic. I think we hired well. So we're going to do his oath of office and your oath of honor. You ready? Okay. So let's go over here, because we don't want any of this. Okay, so you have to raise your right hand. I, Kamal Sharif.
I, Kamal Sharif.
Having been duly appointed.
Having been duly appointed.
To the position of police officer.
To the position of police officer.
The city of Black Diamond, Washington.
The city of Black Diamond, Washington.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of my office.
Discharge the duties of my office.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
And to the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
I will support and maintain all valid ordinances of the City of Black Diamond.
All valid ordinances of the City of Black Diamond.
The laws.
The laws.
And the Constitution of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution of the State of Washington.
And the United States of America.
And the United States of America.
Okay, next is your oath of honor. I, Kamal Sharif.
I, Kamal Sharif.
Having been duly appointed to the position of police officer.
Having been duly appointed to the position of police officer.
For the City of Black Diamond, Washington.
For the City of Black Diamond, Washington.
Pledge as follows.
Pledge as follows.
On my honor.
On my honor.
I will never betray my badge.
I will never betray my badge.
My integrity.
My integrity.
My character.
My character.
Or the public trust.
Or the public trust.
I will always have the courage to hold myself.
I will always have the courage to hold myself.
And others accountable for our actions.
And others accountable for our actions.
I will always uphold the Constitution.
I will always uphold the Constitution.
My community and the agency I serve.
My community and the agency I serve.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your family first. Your family first.
Yeah, you guys need to be in there too.
Yeah, right.
Cause off the background.
I don't know where to look.
Look at the fancy camera. That's the one that goes in the paper.
Okay, come on, guys. Oh, come on, Daniel. Come on, Bill.
I have to take
the
pictures.
No.
We have the reporter here.
I take pictures for you.
Our whole team.
No.
All right, you know what? I'm going to stand up and move.
Yeah.
Oops,
sorry.
That's okay. We know who you are.
I'm training this week. Yeah. No uniform, no shade.
I was asking about that.
Like, yeah, I'm training.
That's all.
Yeah.
Is it a new casual? Is it casual?
I am.
Thank you.
Welcome. Nice.
So we have two public hearings tonight. Oh, consent agenda. Consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. It's now time for public comments. Those persons wishing to speak to council may come up to the podium and state their name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. So we have two public hearings today. So the first one is the proposed 2025 six-year transportation program. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Hold on, this isn't, I don't think this is on. Mayor and Council, this is an annual planning update that we do every June. We need to have it adopted by first part of July. We've held a public hearing. We've talked about some of the changes in Public Works Committee. We talked about it in a work study. And now it's the time to hear from the public. They may have comments. And so going forward, we will review those comments in the work study next week and then potentially bring that back for adoption in the second council meeting in June. I guess with that, I'm ready to take notes and hear from the public.
Okay, is there anybody wishing to make comments on the transportation plan? Kristen?
I don't have my agenda. Is this on the TIP or the CIP?
TIP.
Transportation.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. And as you know, I've been watching a lot of the projects before you on the Transportation Improvement Plan for a number of years. And the concern that I wanted to comment on tonight is that the council packet and the public comment materials include a list of projects. It's a 7-page document. It's really difficult to make a meaningful comment without additional information on those projects. And I know that the city staff has worked hard and put together that list of projects, not from thin air, but from documentation, materials, information that exists. And I would ask the city to provide additional information with a transportation improvement plan like this rather than just a line per project, but like a page per project so people can really understand more about them, or even at least the ones that are proposed near term to include more information. Very difficult to make a meaningful comment with what's presented. Other than that, I don't know if you'll keep the public hearing open. I know that you are it doesn't look like it's on approval, the agenda for approval tonight, so if it'll be waiting until the next meeting. I certainly know that my parents may wish to send in additional comment about specific projects, but they couldn't be here tonight, so you may get that. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council on the transportation improvement plan? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. The next public hearing is on the addendum to the adopted 2019 to 2024 capital improvement plan. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Previously, a few years ago, we had been updating the CIP annually. And this year, and we've moved to a major update every 2 years. Sometimes projects come up or needs and issues come up whereby we need to be more nimble than that and be able to react to things. These are some projects that we're needing to move forward budget for take advantage of either grant opportunities or to deal with an issue. So the one being the traffic impact planning study. The other is we want to look at an energy efficiency project that we can schedule right along with the Springs project. And then schedule and get on our planning for and so that we can apply for grants potentially for the repairs and rehab of Rock Creek Bridge, which is more of a maintenance project, but important that we get that funded some way. So with that, I'm open to taking notes from the public comments.
So is there anybody wishing to address the addendum to the capital improvement plan? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. We have no new business, so we're to department reports. Chief Smith.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Greg Smith, Fire Chief. I provided you with a report for tonight and also a copy of the third interlocal agreement that we've been working on. And I think our understanding is that we'll meet with the council and the board on the 13th of July.
July.
So if you could, the board asked if I could give you a copy of that prior to that meeting so you could review that. So for the report, amazingly, we were 25 incidents in this, and that was the same last, 1.3 per day. So that's kind of plugging along at that. There were two fires, they were both rubbish fires with no loss, outside rubbish fires, 22 EMS calls. I'm sure you heard of the suicide in Maple Valley, and Engine 98 responded to that. That was about a week ago, I think.
Yeah.
It was. So
yeah.
They did respond to that call, mutual aid with Maple Valley Fire Department. Hazardous condition, one, we had someone put a shovel into the PSC gas line.
Oops.
That's why they have the 1-800 number you're supposed to to call before you dig a hole.
What
so,
is it?
service call zero, good intent zero, 25 incidents or 1.3 calls per day. And I went through and looked, and it averages, some days there's two, some days there's one. So, but I didn't see anywhere, where we have five or six a day. So, but we're plugging right along at about two incidents a day. So, both our two career firefighters will graduate from the academy, and there will be a graduation ceremony on June 27th. And I'll send you where that's going to be if you're interested in attending that. Usually in the evening. And so an update for May for volunteers that staff Station 98. That's that station. That's up station by Lake Sawyer. Mm-hmm. That's staffed from 6 in the morning to 6 at night by career staff, and 6 at night to 6 in the morning by volunteers. So we're averaging 3 to 4 firefighter EMTs on duty each night at that station. So that's really good. A 3 to 4 managing company is really good. So that's about 1,404 hours of volunteer time spent there last month. You can see a little picture there. That's our we have that gator. I think you probably have seen it in the parade before. So we use that for off-road. Usually if someone gets injured like on trails and things like that, that's what we purchased that for. So we actually are the board approved a $11,000 to increase the capabilities of that gator. So you can see there's a little slide-on unit there that we can actually use to put out fire. So, but we have a lot better means of, you know, rather than hiking in with backpacks full of water, we can actually we can tow a supply line in there, and so it's going to be a really good rig for us to use. So, so we'll have that in service in probably about a month. We ordered the equipment. The only difference is that you can see the hose line there on top. This one has an electric reel. We're making our guys hand reload, so a little bit cheaper. Let's see. So we're holding some additional wildland red. It's called red card training. So that's what, after you've been through special wildland training, you get what's called a red card. And same thing that the Department of Natural Resources requires if you go out on their fire. So we're holding a 4-day course starting tomorrow. And so we'll have a bunch of additional people that will be red carded. The concerts start at the White River Amphitheater starting tomorrow night. So you probably don't go up Auburn Iroquois Highway a lot, but if you have to go, check. If you think you're going to be out that way, check. Go to livenation.org, and there's a list of there when the concerts are going to be. So try to stay away from Auburn Iroquois Highway, especially going into Auburn. It's really bad there right now anyway because they're widening the road again. Uh-huh. I don't know why people, you know, it seems like they repave a road and then a week later they come in and cut it up and put something new in it. And I figured, why don't they do that before? But anyway, that's what's going on out there. Blood pressure checks out at Black Diamond Community Center. What we've been finding is I think they were typically going out there on Thursdays. And they were either on a call or had to go to training on Thursday. So what we're doing is we're going to make it Tuesdays or Thursdays. So when the crew comes in on Thursday, if the guys on Tuesdays made it out there, they don't have to go on Thursday. But if they didn't make it on Tuesday, then the guys are on shift work. So that gives us 2 days of options there so we can make sure we get somebody there, because we try to get somebody there every week.
The only problem that I see is that we do not have the same people on Tuesdays that we have on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot more people on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So if it's going to be an either or, you guys just show up, how do we let our seniors know in advance that this is the day to come and get your blood pressure taken?
Can you
just move it to Tuesday? I mean,
here's the problem. If we just have it for 1 day, uh-huh. We get a call, we can't show
and then
up.
You can't, yeah.
So we said, okay, well, the chances are we probably can make it there, you know, one of those 2 days. So that's kind of
okay.
Where, because there was three Thursdays in a row that we were unable to make it because
yeah.
we were on a call.
Like
each
today.
One of those times when
yeah.
we have been there. So,
yeah.
And so.
Well, we can also tell the seniors they have to show up for lunch twice a week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Or so, yeah, I don't know. We'll work that out.
Well, and Cheryl will
yeah.
work it out too.
Yeah, that's what I told our captain who's working. I said, interface with Cheryl out there and make sure that she's that everybody can know that, I guess. So.
Okay. And you'll also catch the ones that only come out
Thursday.
Yeah,
and actually that might be
Thursday.
A good thing because we might end up getting, you know, more people that
right.
week. I think they're going to try to make it on, is it Thursdays when they were doing it?
Yeah.
So I think they're going to try.
Yeah, they would come in right before lunch and then they'd get their blood pressures taken.
Yeah,
and
like I said, I know for three Thursdays in a row they couldn't make it. So we said we need to do something about that. So they're going to try to make it on Tuesday. If you can't make it on Tuesday, then they'll make it on Thursday. So.
Okay.
That's all I have.
And Cheryl did announce that today, too. So
okay.
The ones that were there today, our leaf will be aware.
Good. Okay, yeah. So.
Okay, thank you.
It's important
thank you.
That we get there to do that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they...
Oh, this is such a service. I mean, there have been multiple times in the many years I've been serving lunch there that somebody comes in and gets their blood pressure taken, and the next thing we know is the ambulance is
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was actually so bad.
It was so bad that these people have been taken to the hospital. Yeah. So yeah, it's a great service for these folks.
Yeah, that's good. Because a lot of times they'll talk to them about other issues
right.
that they have. And
oh,
they'll say, oh, well, you probably should go to see your doctor.
Or, you know, maybe it's a blood sugar issue and they're diabetic or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's just a great service for those seniors.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chief Schmidt.
Thank you very much.
So is there any other department reports? Okay, it's time for the mayor's report. 2 weeks ago, I attended the Skateboard South County Area Transportation meeting. And it was mostly about Metro, so not too much about Black Diamond. And then Tammy and I came back and had lunch with the new elementary school principal, and looks like he's going to be a really good fit. Jerry Garten, the current principal, was really happy with his selection, and so he just seems like he's going to be good, and he'll be here soon. And then... We attended the CLTC meeting on Tuesday, and from there we went to the DARE graduation, which was just terrific, and it was a 10-year anniversary for Sergeant Lynch. So he is not going to be teaching the course. I'm sure he's going to be helping, but he was very emotional, but he's always very emotional. But the kids are just really good. The essays that they have to prepare is just really inspiring. And then last Saturday I went to the Welsh Day event. I didn't go to the ceremony, but I went down and talked to some of the people. And Councilmember Stout.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I also went to the luncheon with Mr. Lee, the new Black Diamond Elementary principal. The school district invited some elected officials and some school representatives, PTA and various people, to sit down with him and have a little chat. And he just seems like a dynamic, hardworking, dedicated, ready to run out in the field with the kids. That's what he told us. He said he doesn't like to sit in his office, so it might be hard to find him, but he said you can always call him, but he's usually going to be wherever the kids are. So I thought that was a really good personality for the school. On the 29th, I attended the Tri-Cities council meeting between Covington, Maple Valley, and Black Diamond. Mayor Benson did a really nice job of giving our kind of state of the city address, and we heard similar addresses from the other city leaders, city managers. There was a really beautiful presentation by a young man, a staff sergeant, retired. Is he retired or just out of the Army, a special forces young man? He shared with us his struggles as a veteran, his transition back into civilian life and how difficult that was and how hard it has been for him and his friends and other veterans to get services. And he really gave a very impassioned presentation and talked about his service in the community, and that is the thing that heals him and his associates. It was quite touching and eye-opening. He pled for us as city leaders to add language, he asked for, recognizing veterans in the community and talking about how we can find services or offer services to these veterans. He gave the exact number of veterans in each of the three cities. I didn't bring my documents, so I'm not sure what they were, but he had literal exact numbers. And it's about 8 to 12% of the population. He mentioned that he's read the comprehensive plans of all three cities, which is quite a statement. He said that one city mentions veterans twice. That city is the city of Covington, One of the mentions is about accessing housing, and the other is about reduced rates at the pool. And that's not really enough. So that's something that we need to be thinking about. How are we going to recognize the fact that we have veterans in our community, and how are we going to offer them services? Not that we don't need to offer services to all of our citizens, certainly we do, but these are people who have really made sacrifices and who are in our community, and that we should serve them. So that was an excellent presentation. He was a very, like I said, passionate young man. I attended a finance committee meeting on May 30th, and it was a really quick one. We just hopped in there, we went through the vouchers, we looked at what we needed to look, and let our finance staff get back to work. They were pretty busy that week. And then on the 4th, I also attended the DARE graduation. What a wonderful program for our children. Officer Lynch said that he's had approximately 600 children in his class over the past 10 years. And he's done some really good things in our community, and we hope that the program is going to continue. I think that I heard him say that another officer is going to take over where he's leaving off. Officer Lynch also said that he recently attended high school graduation of one of his first classes, and he still has connections with those youth that he started off in this drug abuse resistance education. So what a wonderful program, and it was a really well done presentation. We heard three essays from fifth graders. They were eloquent and really did a good job expressing what they learned in their DARE program. Thank you.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Let's see. I'll start with, I don't know if everybody has noticed, but we got a copy. I brought in the copy of the blasting notice from Pacific for the John Day Mine that we got in the mail. And we had Brenda post that up on the web page because apparently the city didn't get a copy. So I brought my copy in, and we got it posted up there. So everybody can see that out there. Doesn't really say a lot, but it's good information to have up there. I also attended the Tri-Cities council meeting. Great meeting, great chance to meet the other elected officials from Covington and Maple Valley. Listening to Wes King's story, he's the former ranger, was very touching. One of those things where you think about the sacrifices they've made and how difficult it can be for them to readjust to civilian life and how maybe there's more we can do for them. So. Also attended the Memorial Day service at the Black Diamond Cemetery. Great service. Yep. Actually had a Boy Scout there doing the bugle, so that wasn't somebody you would have recorded the tape this time. Just me. I think that's about it. I've been in training all week, so.
Councilmember Deedy.
All right, sounds good that all you guys speak before you come. Like, I remember, okay, I was at that. Okay, so I won't talk about everything they did talk about because they did pretty good on details. Memorial Day service I attended, the safety meeting, the exit audit interview, I was there. Some of you forgot to mention that. Finance meeting, the DARE graduation. So this is Brian's last year. He's done. Brian and Officer Chatterson are always in there teaching that class. And like Mayor Benson said, every year Brian cries up there. But it was a little emotional. So the kids just love Brian. I'm sure Officer Hershaw will do awesome as well. I know he's been wanting to do stuff with the kiddos, so this will be perfect for him. Skateboard, I attended South King County Area Transportation Board meeting. Met with the new elementary principal. I did attend the Tri-Cities meeting. And then a little bit on Wes's statement at the Tri-Cities. I did mention that maybe it would be nice if our city would have some links of where veterans could go. So if they're searching in our city and they type in veterans, maybe we could just have some links that lead them to places where they could go to find some extra resources and help. Let's see. I did hear a rumor that Mama Pozzarelli's restaurant does sell, so look for something going in there.
It's just a purchase and sale agreement. It isn't final.
Not final yet, but maybe on the works. And today is D-Day, so just keeping my thoughts for, remembrance of today, of what happened. And I did watch a video where I think it was six veterans were able to go to France for today. So keep them in your thoughts.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Well, like everybody else says, everybody's kind of touched on all the dates and times. I did meet with city staff last week with Annie, kind of reviewing what's going on with new and 10 trails, which is a lot of exciting. Chris and I both attended that little impromptu meeting. It was kind of nice to see and hear what's going on up there. Tri-Cities meeting again with the council, with the city of Maple Valley and Covington, good information. All three cities are growing and experiencing growth, so we're all experiencing a little bit of growing pains, it sounds like, but all cities are thriving. Also attended the special exit audit meeting like everybody else did. Attended the DARE program at the elementary school. It's exciting. I did have two boys of my own go through the Black Diamond Elementary School and attend that program, and it's a great program. We're very lucky to have it. I hear about other schools around here wishing that they had that kind of program in their schools, especially in Enumclaw. So it's very proud to have that we have that kind of program, and our officers are dedicated to do those and help our children learn about the program. So attended the safety meeting today with Tammy, where we learned we have some new employees throughout the police office with our new police officer today that we sworn in. New staff, Joanne is her name, and you're still looking for one more
interview.
So hopefully we'll have a full staff on our police staff and in our office, which is exciting. It sounds like court is fully staffed. They have a new employee named Melissa also. Got to meet her today. Some new stuff going on in the community. It looks like the Black Diamond Library is now starting up a summer reading program. So if you have children and family that are looking for things to do at the library, you can go there and pick up your reading program and calendars. Great program. If you guys haven't been in touch with the Black Diamond Library, they always have great programs throughout the summer for family and children to attend. Later on this month, the community center is having their Aloha dinner auction. I believe that's on the 21st. I will be there helping and serving. Get your tickets early. It does sell out. And 10 Trails starts their hometown social event, and their first one is June 8th, which is what? Gosh.
Saturday.
This Saturday. I won't be there, but yeah, from 6 to 9 p.m. So if you haven't been to any of those hometown socials, they're very exciting. They're very interaction with the public and residents, and they bring a lot of vendors in, new people, music, entertainment for all family and all ages. So if you haven't attended those, please do. They're a great way to meet your neighbors, your new neighbors, your old neighbors, and just get out there and enjoy the community. So that's all I have.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I could say ditto, but I don't do that. I went to the Memorial Day service at the cemetery, and the VFW always does a fabulous job up there. I've been to quite a few of those. I also went to the luncheon with the new principal. On the 22nd, the Sound Cities Association had their networking dinner. That was a legislative wrap-up, and Bill Ramos, our new representative for the 5th District, was one of those that was speaking and talked about the money that's now being budgeted for the Highway 18 Raging River to Issaquah-Hobart Road studies. So we're at least on the radar screen, right, Hunter? Yeah. I went to the Tri-City meeting, the auditor exit interview that we had, and it needs to be noted, and we need to shout it, that we passed with flying colors. Again, so thank you to Mae Miller and her staff. because it's a lot of work when those auditors come in here. Mm-hmm. And this was from 2015 and 2016. So they've just done a super job under some pretty difficult situations. I also went to the Southeast Area Legislative Transportation Coalition meeting Tuesday. And that was kind of a wrap-up session. We actually left early, Carol and I, because we did go to the DARE graduation. And if you guys next year have an opportunity to go, it is just fun. And the kids, they just have a blast. And you've got the entire school sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor. And then Jerry walks around to the kindergartners with her going, shh, you know. But it's just the kids are excited. They all want that teddy bear. There's only three that get given out for the best essays.
A lion.
Sorry. A lion. But, you know, it's obvious that even those kids that are fifth graders, when they get that lion, that's very special to them. So that's pretty cool. And then last night, Maple Valley had an open house on their transportation issues. And I recognize that it's only Maple Valley, but it was with the State Department of Transportation. And I keep whining that Highway 169 does not stop at this time. Rock Creek Elementary, it actually goes to Four Corners and all the way to Enumclaw. So I put in my 2 cents worth because we have a potential problem coming up on Southeast 288th and Maple Valley Highway. There are times during rush hour you cannot make a left turn. There was a week or two ago, there were 20 cars in line to make a left turn. And so something needs to be done at some point. And part of that road belongs to King County. That stretch of 288th is King County, and Maple Valley owns part of it, and we own part of it. So hopefully we can get that higher up on the list, too, Hunter. So Hunter Cooper is in the audience, and he is Mr. Ramos's legislative assistant. And so we have kind of an inside way to go now. So that pretty much wraps up everything that I did.
Do we have an attorney's report?
Sure, I'll give the council just a little preview of a little initiative with Mayor Benson's encouragement. Maybe I'll adjust that.
Thank you.
With Mayor Benson's encouragement, I've been working or coordinating with Barb Kincaid and Andy Williamson because the city now has a code enforcement officer and has made a priority or created a new initiative for code enforcement. So our firm's going to be putting on a training session with members of, with staff and the community development, MDRT, and public works staff to make sure everybody gets off on the right foot, understands both what's in the code, maybe what we could add to the code, what state law allows, and hopefully get a effective and efficient code enforcement process up and running in the city of Black Diamond.
Good. Thank you.
Would it be possible
during that meeting that to the council members that are on that work study or in that committee attend that?
Certainly, yeah, we could have council, we could have two of you guys attend.
Yeah, I think the two that are in community development or whatever that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. We don't have it, I think we're going to do it on the 24th, Monday, I believe, June the 24th. We don't have a time nailed down yet, I don't think, Seth. But you know, we're open to suggestions. We thought we might do it like either in the morning or maybe over the lunch hour if that worked best for everybody's schedules. Probably be about an hour and a half training session, I think, for if you want to block out that amount of time on your calendar that day. That would be the day to do it.
To check my calendar first.
So now it's time for our second public comments. Those that wish to speak to council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Yes.
Hello, yes. My name is Fred Marron. I'm a resident up at Lawson Hill Estates. I haven't spoken to you guys before, and I've noticed you're working on your transportation improvement plan. One of the things that I noticed that isn't in there is the possibility of increasing metro service through our area. I don't know if there's anything that the city can do to get Metro, but with the 6,000 or so new units of homes of people coming to our area and our small infrastructure on our streets, having increased Metro service to Enumclaw and also down Auburn Black Diamond Road to Kent Black Diamond Road would help alleviate some of our traffic mess that we will have. I don't know if anybody's addressed this situation, but I do think it's something that's worth looking into, because right now we don't even have bus service on weekends and our limited Metro stops here when it used to go all the way to Enumclaw. And I think if a lot of people are faced with another option, it might help alleviate some of the traffic problems in through our city. And I just wanted to comment on that. I hope that somebody may be able to look into that, because I think it's something valid worth looking into. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Do we want to let people know what's going on in the corner?
No.
We'll have to figure out when it happens.
It's for the court.
Yes. It's a place for
a defense attorney during court.
For then public defender or anybody to go in there and talk privately with their clients so that they can get their business done before they come out before the judge. So we lack that. We tried to figure out different places for it, whether they use the gym or we bring in a motorhome or something, I don't know, trailer, for them to go out and talk. But this ended up being the best idea. So I think it will look good. I don't like that it blocks my vision of who comes in, but we'll figure that out.
We'll get you a mirror.
Get you a mirror.
Right?
One of those that they have for the trailer.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.